one wouldn't expect from Cicero's background that he would turn out to be a figure of such influence at Rome, of such influence in the courts, and one wouldn't expect either that he would turn out to be the greatest Roman prose writer and the model for all writers of Latin prose to come. His background wasn't exactly inauspicious, but it was decidedly Italian rather than Roman. He came from Arpinum, which is a small town 70 miles southeast of Rome. It was a town that was completely Romanized. It had had Roman citizenship since 188 BC. But when Cicero came to Rome, he always found himself at something of a disadvantage because his origin was Italian rather than Roman. Many other speakers at Rome had very aristocratic backgrounds. They were people whose fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers had been consul before them or had held positions of importance in the Roman state. Cicero's background was entirely different from that. No member of his family had ever been a member of the Senate at Rome before, and this made him, in Roman terms, a new man, a novus homo, somebody of no importance, somebody of no account, somebody who entered the Roman Senate entirely without the backing of distinguished senatorial ancestors. His family were wealthy and well-to-do, but on a purely local level, they were wealthy equestrians. The advantage that Cicero did have was that his family must have decided that he deserved the very best education. And he and his brother were given an education second to none, right from the very start. From around 95 BC, when he was 11 years old, Cicero moved to Rome with his family in order to be able to study oratory at the feet of the very best practitioners of the day. Lucius Licinius Crassus, who was the consul in 95, and also Marcus Antonius, who had been consul previously in 99 BC. These were the great two speakers, and Cicero studied oratory under them. We do know that he also studied the theory of oratory, he studied rhetoric, around this time, because we have his first rhetorical handbook, which still survives, De Inventione, which means on invention, and that was written by Cicero when he was about 15, as far as we can tell, in around 91 BC. This is a rhetorical handbook which doesn't contain Cicero's own ideas on rhetoric, but contains the things that he was taught and represents rhetorical theory as it existed in the 90s BC. So this tells us that Cicero did have a thorough theoretical education in rhetoric, as well as the practical experience of following around the greatest orators of the time.